Yeah, thanks, Larry. And welcome, everybody. This is Bud Dickman. Welcome to Phil Henry Show. Yeah. The Phil Henry Show from the Space Coast with me, Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and other people. Now, here's Phil Henry.
Thank you very much, Bud, and welcome, folks. And I got... It's
something you want to get off your chest, don't you?
It's not anything I got to get off my chest. It's just, it needs to be said. And I don't, you know, I don't often do that. Although, you know, some people say, this is your weakness, Henry. You talk about yourself like you're something special. Just remember that you're not. And it's true. We all have our talents in life. We all have our abilities. It doesn't mean that we should walk around like it doesn't stink, you know?
That's right there. Appreciate the talents that the good Lord gave you, but don't walk around like what comes out of you doesn't smell.
Yes, I like that.
Okay. So, thank you very much, bud.
Yeah.
So, what I'm about to say is something that I don't want to hit too hard, because in the past I've done this, and I've listened back and I go, why did you do that? But I want to say this. The Golden Globes have nominated podcasts for a Golden Globe. There is a number of, I don't know which ones they are, I seriously don't, but there are a number that have been nominated for Golden Globes. One of them that has not been nominated is Joe Rogan, the most widely listened to podcast, I guess, in the world. And I'm sure they have their reasons, but they did not put his podcast up for nomination. So I have to believe what Joe primarily does, an interview, and putting aside whatever his politics are, and they have evolved over time. I'm just saying that Joe's show is, you know, popular, and it's basically a one-on-one interview piece. And I would say the same is probably true for Mark Maron, although Mark, I don't know if he's doing his podcast anymore. But there's a few that are really, really popular, some of which were not nominated by the Golden Globe Committee. Okay. And one of them that wasn't nominated was mine. Now, did I expect to be nominated? No, I didn't even know the Golden Globes were nominating podcasts until...
Adrian Merrill called you, Phil.
Yeah, our good friend Adrian Merrill called. She said, you know, they're nominating podcasts. You ought to be one of them. I said, well, I don't know how you do that. She goes, well, there are ways.
Well, she's trying to figure out how you do it. And the next thing you know, they'd already figured it out.
Yeah, they already had their list ready. They were not perusing podcasts to see who was good for nomination. But here's what I want to say. Good or bad, right or wrong, although I don't know. First of all, what I'm proud of is we give people a lot of content. Every damn day, we put something up on the bird. Some podcasts are like three times a week, although I may be wrong, maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't go too far down that road, Mr. Henry. A lot of people are changing, a lot, you know.
Yeah, okay, bud, thank you.
What do you know, bud? Just saying, you know.
Well, who does a podcast every day?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know, but you just... Well, anyway, we do one every day. And the other thing is that we do a very unique presentation. I dare anybody to find a more unique presentation than ours. Now, wait.
Well, I just want to...
No, don't say anything. What are you doing, bud?
Well, I just wanted to say... No!
I don't want any of you guys talking. So, and what goes into that is... It's not just hard work. I'm not worried about that. Of course, everybody works hard. But it is a unique... The most unique presentation in the world. In my opinion, our podcast is the single most unique there is in the world. I'm just...
Well, now you're going way out there, Phil.
No, I'm saying it. That's what I think. So...
You just said that's what I think.
That's what I think, okay?
Yeah.
But that did not win the day, and so we didn't get nominated. So I just wanted to say that on behalf of all of the very hardworking people here, Margaret, Bud, General Shaw.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. I just bumped the microphone. Me, Margaret, and Bud, and General Shaw, and me.
Yeah, you already said that.
Okay. I want to just say that, we feel we do a really good show and a really good podcast, and I ought to shut up.
I told you this was not a road you wanted to go down.
I know.
The general, I thought this was too self-aggrandizing, Phil, you know.
I understand.
So now you don't like it, huh? Now, how does it feel, huh?
Yeah, Phil, does it feel like you just, probably feels like you just sat on one, you know.
Just sat on one?
Yeah, I mean.
Anyway, I'm sorry I brought it up.
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show here. On the line is a guy that I do want to thank, Dave Verhoeven, who was on the air Friday when, oh my God, all hell broke loose around here, when I literally forgot to do a show for Friday. I did the Saturday presentation. I thought, okay, we're good to go. And I woke up on what I thought was a Saturday. It was a Friday. No show. Dave, how'd you hear about it?
Well, you know, we're part of the backstop, Phil, myself and David Dixon. And when I hear Verhoeven, you're on. That's when I get moving, okay?
Who first?
Well, hold on. Let me. So when I hear Verhoeven, you're on. That's when I get moving. I grab Davey. I've had to go over to Dave lives in a, not so much an apartment. You have two rooms over on Nomega, right?
Yeah.
So I went over and picked him up. And when I say I picked him up, he basically, we tie him to the back of the car, and he sits in a little wagon. And
wait, hold on for a minute. This is starting to scare me, man.
It's not anything weird, is it, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave is an adult man, but this is how Dave wants to. So I tie his wagon to the back of my. Are we going to spend a lot of time on this, Phil?
Well, hold on for a minute there, Dave. What do you tie this guy to the back of the car? He's in a wagon.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah, well, there's not much more you can say about it.
Okay, all right. So, point being that you got the word to come down to the studio.
We got the word about a 5:30 to come down and to, and I said, look, I'm Dave Verhoeven. And I said, I don't mind being a part of the backstop. But they said Henry doesn't have anything prepared.
I guess that kind of freaked you out.
Freaked me out. They said, you're going to have to carry it. They said, just do the Dave Verhoeven experience. Now, it's been years since I did the Dave Verhoeven is in heaven.
That was the name of your show?
Yes. And the reason why I called it that, what are you doing, Davey?
Come on.
No, I don't want any coffee. I don't. He doses the coffee with the, you're dosing the coffee with, what is that? Crooked branched. No, I don't.
You guys are drinking on the job?
Hey, relax, Phil. There's nothing wrong with someone hitting the ball. I don't hit the ball a long way. I bunt. I hit a ball down the first baseline. Go ahead, splash a little in that coffee. So, it's been a while since I've done Dave Verhoeven Goes to Heaven, which was a spiritual show, and I would talk about things I've seen and the experiences I've had with ghosts and the spirits of those long dead. And that's what I did.
And these guys asked, who asked you to come on and do the show?
Phil, you just went, who asked you to?
I know what I did, okay? Who asked you to come on the show?
God, I'm sorry. It was Mr. Dillman.
The name is Dickman, and yeah, I said you better be on standby because we didn't know where you were.
You didn't know where I was. You knew that I was at home, right?
Yeah, we knew you were home, but I mean, you didn't hear it. You didn't. You know, you didn't do a show, and you said that you did do a show, and you didn't do a show.
Anyway, can I get on with this?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. So, we came in, and I said, this is Dave Verhoeven with Davey Dixon. We're here as part of the reclamation project that when Mr. Henry doesn't put so much as a show out as he puts out a very powerful blast of foul gas, they call on me, Dave Verhoeven.
Okay. Dave, you and I have never met. Who hired you?
Well, it was David G. Hall that hired me.
Can we get David?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I want to get David on the phone.
Oh, Christ, though.
Well, what's wrong with that? He's the guy that hired you.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass talking.
Get David on line, too.
Hey, David G. Hall on the phone here. We have Dave Verhoeven on the line with us. David, how are you?
Yeah. Phil, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. Dave Verhoeven is with us.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, sir.
So Dave tells me that you hired him. He covered for me on Friday, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, he didn't. He did cover. Wait a minute. He didn't. When you say you're very grateful, I didn't hear anything about that, Mr. Henry. Like Dave, let me finish here so I can let people turn the TV down. We got on some ambulance show. So the Mr. Henry's talking to me. He's bringing you on because yes, you hired. Yeah, he's bringing you on because yes, you hired me. But this is. I don't give a shit. Anyway, I hired Dave in case something happened. Just what happened on Friday, Phil? You didn't show up for work. I know you did. You weren't screwing a dog. You thought you'd done a show for Friday, and you hadn't. And so Dave Verhoeven, we called a reclamation team. Him and that Davey Decker. This is a guy that comes to work in a wagon tied to the back of a. Yeah, see, he's laughing at you, Davey.
That's game.
Davey just said, up yours. with a very splintery piece of wood. You know, it doesn't bother me at all, Dave. It doesn't bother me at all.
All right, we have David G. Hall with us, Dave Verhoeven, Davey Decker. Got all the Daves are with us. We're talking about, and basically I'm grateful for the fact that Mr. Verhoeven covered for me on Friday morning while we could get a show up. We ran Malcolm Esposito. But you sound, and David, tell me, then we'll get back into talking to Mr. Verhoeven here.
Oh, well, that's great. You just get around to me whenever you feel like, Dave, not everything's about you, okay? You just went, not everything's about you. That's how you talk. You don't, you know, not everything's about you. I don't know why you're so resentful. I gave you a job. You gave me a job to come in and towel up after someone missed the toilet. That's the job, right, Davey?
Yep, Dave.
That's the job. You think that's the job I gave you? That's the job that I've got, yeah.
Look at Mr. Verhoeven, I'm not complaining. I'm grateful that you were here. I know that that you get thrown in at the very last minute.
Can I finish what I'm doing?
I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
So I hired Dave here because he had some radio experience in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I think it's close to where Harvey Wireman's from. Where's Harvey? Where's Harvey from?
Harvey's from Indianapolis.
All right, well, I don't know where Fort Wayne is, but that's where you're from, right, Dave? I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Davey Decker here comes from Poteway, Indiana. So we're a couple of Midwest guys that came to California to help out because you people needed help. And that's why that we do it. God, I didn't want a speech. What I'm trying to say is you didn't want a speech, Dave. Just if you don't mind. So what I did is, in case we had or we needed someone to fill in, that's who he is.
Can I ask Dave a question?
Look, he's got to ask permission. Yeah, go ahead. He's got to ask permission.
Do it.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Verhoeven, I don't need permission to ask you a question. Did you do radio shows before you came here?
Oh, you don't think you need permission.
David, do you mind or I'm going to hang up on you?
Yeah, okay. What an asshole. Yeah. What was your question, Mr. Henry?
Did you do a radio show?
Yes, I did. I did several different radio shows. I told you I did.
Did Dave Verhoeven Goes to Heaven.
Yeah. Yes, I did Dave Verhoeven Goes to Heaven. I did the Dave Verhoeven All-Stars. I did Dave and the Verhoevens. That was me with my brother and sister. And we sang songs that were a lot of them. We sang the very popular one. Indian Lake is a scene you can make when you're a little one.
Oh, that's wonderful. The cow sales.
Me, but what did she say?
It's the cow sills.
Yeah. So I got to start all over again.
By the way, it's not she. My name's Margaret.
Sorry. Indian Lake is a scene you can make when you're a little one. Just keep it in mind if you're suddenly blind from drinking that gold. I don't know how the... Do you know the words? Davey, look up the words, will you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Sounds to me like you've got someone's balls in your mouth.
Hey, tell you what, Mr. Verhoeven, as much as I appreciate what you did for me, we don't need you if you're going to come down the road that way.
Oh, what, am I coming down the road around a one-way road the wrong way?
Yes, sir, yeah.
So that almost sounds like anal, doesn't it? Like so I came down the old dirt road the wrong way.
Thank you very much, Dave. I got the point. I made it. David, are you there, David?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening. Dave, we're trying. Phil is trying to say thank you. I understand, and I appreciate it very much, Mr. Henry, and Dave Decker does too. But, you know, because we're such oddballs, we take a lot of stuff from people.
Well, you mean you got Dave Decker in a wagon tied to the back of your car? That's how you guys get to work?
See, that right there, Davey's laughing again.
Yeah.
That never ceases to amaze me how you people just laugh and laugh and laugh.
It sounds very weird. All right, never mind. So you guys don't... Where do you live?
Where do I live? I live in a place called Manhattan, and this is an apartment complex over here in Sewer Village.
In Florida?
In Florida. Because we hired... We knew that you were going to the Space Coast, Phil. We hired somebody that would be available, obviously, in Florida.
I got it. Okay.
And so, because Bud and Margaret and those guys are not... They're not always there. So I live in... Yeah.
All right, okay, but really what I wanted to say, more than anything, was, you know, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so you can get rid of me, right? And hey, they want to get rid of me. You want to get rid of me?
No, I don't want to get rid of you necessarily. I don't know what else to talk to you about, Dave, but I do appreciate you coming on. Now, I did hear the beginning of the show where you said that you were on covering for us. One of the things that happened...
Ask him about why he cried.
I'm going to do that, okay?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. He's asking about crying.
Yeah, bang.
Yeah. Dave is not happy.
Hey, Paul, David, let me do this, okay?
All right, okay.
You did break down and start crying there at the end.
Because everything was very confusing. I didn't know at what point we were supposed to just, you know, log out of that thing and go on to whatever show they had lined up. I didn't know anything. And I was scared, okay?
You want game?
I was scared.
All right, I understand. But being a professional broadcaster and having the experience that you got, Dave, I don't understand why you were scared.
Because I'm wanted for non-support.
Damn it.
What did he say? You heard what I said, David. You knew it when you hired me. You just told everybody you wanted for blowing your child support payments.
Yes.
In what state?
California.
Well, so what, man? Are you a fugitive or something?
Yeah, the authorities have been looking for me. Yes.
Don't.
Dave just said F it.
Well, look, man, why don't you get straight with your child support and everything's good?
Because I owe about $15,000, okay?
All right. Call me after we're done, and maybe we can help.
What do you mean by that? You're not gonna pick up this guy's child support form, are you?
I can lend him the money.
Oh, Mr. Big Bucks, huh? Look, Mr. Henry, I'm nobody. I am nobody. Hold on. I are nobody. I can't say it good. Yeah.
You get
dumb tongue when you're nervous, right? I do. Mr. Henry, let me thank you. I just want you to know, I am or not no. Oh shit.
Don't worry about it, okay? You can pay me back when you can pay me back, okay? But we need to know the exact tab, and I want to make sure this is going to the right people. I want to make sure I know what your attorney's name is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that kind of. It's gonna be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, pain.
What did you think, Dave? You think he's just going to go ahead and leave the money on you and not ask any questions? I don't know.
Do you owe child support or don't you?
Yes, I do. It's a lot. It's $15,000. I just didn't want anybody mucking around in my life.
Well, if you don't want me to lend you the money, I won't.
Well, I didn't say that. I guess. Well, it just ended really good. See, this is what I'm talking about, Dave. You come on, you do way too much talking. You weren't ready when you were on the air the other day, okay? You and what's his name there, Davey Decker. Shit.
I wanted to ask the gentleman a question. Margaret Gray wants to ask you a question.
Yes, Ms. Gray, I admire you very much.
Thank you. Davey Decker there, are you aware that there was a nudie cutie actress by that name?
Davey, did you know there's a nudie cutie name with your name?
No.
Yeah, he does. He knows.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah, she's just curious. He said he gets that question all the time.
Davey Decker, she was in the Nudie Cuties in Florida.
Yeah, we know. God damn it.
All right, well, I won't take up any more of your time, Mr. Verhoeven. This is Dave Verhoeven, along with Davey Decker, or Davey Dixon. I forget his name now.
Well, it's all right. The name, what is your name again?
Davey.
It's Davey Deck. It's actually Davey, the same name as the adult film actress. Davey's a guy.
And Davey goes to work tied?
Davey comes to work with me. He's in a wagon that we tied to the back of my car. Please, Mr. Henry, let's not make an issue out of that.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Dave Verhoeven, for being with us and for covering for us on Friday. Very much appreciate it. Is this guy asleep?
I'm only kidding. We always do that.
Yeah. Well, you wanted to talk to the guy. Well, I was grateful for him helping us out. Dave Verhoeven. I don't know what he did.
He came in here, Phil, and covered for a few minutes because you didn't do a show for Friday.
That's right. So on Friday we had... I forget what we did, but we brought on, Malcolm Esposito.
Yeah, Malcolm Esposito does it all for you or whatever.
Yeah. It wasn't the name of it.
That was the name of the podcast?
Yeah, Malcolm Esposito does it.
Shit. All right, we'll be right back with Jeff Dowder on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Hi, everyone. This is Malcolm Esposito, and I feel like I really owe Mr. Henry an apology because I just, my brother Hal always said, you know, you butchered alive. You just took it and butchered alive. It's not like, it's almost as if you you the baby of the human sacrifice, the way you done do thing. Well, let me just say, I appreciate Mr. Henry having me on his podcast, giving me a chance, me, Malcolm Esposito, because as I said, on the last podcast I was on, that was like last year or something when we were doing that, right?
Yeah.
And that's out right there. And
well, you've got to hurry it up.
I'm going to hurry up, pal. But this year, you know, once again, I'm talking to my agent. Well, we think we got a couple things lined up. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You don't have anything lined up, okay?
You know what? You know what? All right. What I want to say more than anything, get a Backstage Pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Backstage Pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, is the greatest value online other than porn. And it's something that you will value and cherish. And there's a lot of great old archive stuff from the old radio shows and the old Phil Henry call-in show. And then, of course, the podcast. Okay? So that's what I say. What's your problem?
I'm Hal. I'm Malcolm's brother. Get a Backstage Pass.
I'll do it.
Don't push me.
Get a Backstage Pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Less than $10 for the month. Less than $7 a month for if you average out over the year. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It just is. Get it now. Get it good. Just take it good. Just sit there and smile and take it.
God damn, dude.
Oh, what do you think I'm talking? Oh, God.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. It's the greatest value online other than porn. Me, I'm Dave Verhoeven. What about it?
Yes, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on this, whenever this is, Monday. Getting ready to go to California in a few days.
Thank you very much, General. We're going to be back in California on the 11th, and we'll be there for about 10 days. A little bit of business to take care of. And we also haven't heard the definitive word yet, but we also, I think we have another session to do for, well, I can't say, can I?
I wouldn't if I were you.
Well, a couple of things we did when we were in town the last time, and it was great to see Mo Collins, my old castmate from F's for Family, and some other folks that we saw. So we'll be back. I'm going to be seeing friends and neighbors and taking care of some other personal stuff. And so anyway, we'll be there. While we're there, we will be doing some obvious remoting, that is remote podcasting,
using the mobile studio, which is always a lot of fun. So you got that, bud?
Yeah. Mr. Henry, and this is a beautiful ocean scene.
Right. So this is a beautiful backdrop that we did. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but right out the back door here is the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. And on a particular day, last week or 2 weeks ago, we hung the camera out there, and we caught about 30 to 40 seconds of the waves as they came rolling in. And in one instance, a brief moment in the picture, came this dolphin.
There's a dolphin that's leaping, not from wave to wave, but behind the wave.
Yeah, it looks like the dolphin is kind of leaping out of the wave and leaping back into it.
Right. And it's just to the left.
Tell you, it's a dolphin.
How do I know it's a dolphin? It looked like, I don't know, what other marine, it looked like a marine mammal to me. It could have been somebody else. And so anyway, we see this beautiful dolphin that's kind of leaping through the waves. One of the guys that we haven't had on in a long time, back there in California in Temple City, and usually hangs out in Hermosa Beach. Jeff, what beach do you go to? Where do you surf?
You know, I mean, I used to go to Huntington Beach a lot. Now I like to go up the coast to where you used to live, Mr. Henry, at Channel Islands Beach. They've got really good surf there. They got really good surf up the beach at McGrath and a place like that.
So Ventura County.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I had not gone there before until your talk about it.
So looking at these waves here in the Atlantic, you saw that little clip that I posted?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty impressive. And that dolphin was kind of a little added thing.
Yeah, because I didn't know what was, I just wanted to get the ocean. And then we had a guy, there was a surfer that was sort of paddling out, and then all of a sudden just pops this dolphin out of the wave and back into the wave. Do you see a lot of that?
I mean, yeah, you do. You see the dolphins will come frolicking along. A lot of times they're herding fish, and a lot of times they're just, you know, they kind of mess with your mind a little. I feel, and some people would join me in this feeling, I think the dolphins, they see humans, and they want to mess with our minds. And
what do you mean they want to mess with your mind?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying in general is they just go, you know, they see us, and they'll leap out in front of us. Just before I stand up on a board, I'll see a dolphin kind of leap behind me. And
you think it's doing it on purpose?
Well, I mean, are you trying to tell me that's just coincidental?
Well, I mean, what are you talking about, man? You see, the dolphin sees you sitting up on your board, and you get up on a board, and the dolphin goes, okay, now.
I mean, it feels that way, man. I've been surfing since I was 11 years old. And I've seen a lot of dolphins, and I've seen a lot of I've seen a lot of dolphins, you know.
And you've seen a lot of dolphins.
Yeah, and I've seen how they behave in the wild, man. Because that's the thing you got to understand about how it is in the wild. You know what I mean by the wild, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, in the wild, out there when they're living their lives wild.
What?
Don't you understand what he's saying, Jeff? He's talking about they're not tame, they're not in a cage.
Yeah, exactly. So. I've seen a lot of them out in the wild, and I've never seen dolphins want to mess with my mind as much as of lately what they have, you know?
All right, let's get back to this whole idea. I just caught this thing as it was leaping through the waves.
Well, you say this thing, Mr. Henry. I mean, that's a beautiful creature of God.
And I caught this thing, I'm being respectful, the dolphin, as it flipped out of the wave back into the water. Now you're telling me that you've seen them do that while you're up on a surfboard.
Oh, yeah. I think that anybody who's surfed for any length of time has probably seen a marine mammal just kind of try to mess you up. And
what do you mean try to mess you up, Jeff? So they see you get up on your board, and they do what?
Then they leap. They go, ee, right in front of the board, and you go, God, you know, I don't know. For me, I just sit right back down on the board, and I bail. Because it...
What, does it freak you out?
Yeah, it freaks me out a little bit.
And the dolphin is messing with your mind, why?
Because it's the last vestige, Mr. Henry. You have to understand what's going on in nature, okay? Mankind has taken over everywhere. Mankind owns everything. Mankind goes where mankind want to go. And it's the last power that the animals have, like the dolphin or, you know, the porpoises. I mean, the porpoises.
The porpoise is the same thing as a dolphin.
The porpoise is what we're talking about, because there's a dolphin fish. And
yeah, so we're talking about the porpoise.
Yeah, but we're talking about dolphin, too.
Okay, I get it. Let's keep going, please.
What?
So what's the point?
I mean, what I'm saying that mankind has taken over everything, and the porpoise is, you know...
It's lost its porpoise in life, you know?
You know, man, you know how many times I've heard that one, man? It's real.
Okay, bud, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the porpoise has the porpoise of trying to mess me up. And
can we knock it off with the puns, all right? God almighty, the porpoise has a porpoise.
Yeah, it has the porpoise of trying to mess me up. And my porpoise...
Okay, knock it off with the porpoise thing.
Sorry.
All right, so what are you saying, Jeff? You're saying that the porpoise, or the dolphin... is out there purposely messing with you. Why?
Because it recognizes that man has just muscled his way into every conceivable environmental situation and has taken it over, you know? Mankind has taken over, and mankind will not be denied. And so what do the animals of the world have left? What do this, particularly the marine mammals that are highly intelligent and highly evolved creatures, what do they have left to mess us up and to just... scare us and to come popping out of a wave and going, hi, I'm a dolphin, and then go back into the wave? Because I seen that one time, Mr. Henry. I was out here, I was at Rincon Beach up here on the coast, and I was just beginning to get up on my board, and this dolphin came up out of the waves and looked at me. I swear to God, it turned and looked, and it didn't smile, but it almost looked and kind of went, you could see the look in its face, like, hee, and then it turned its head back. Okay.
Wait a minute. You're saying the dolphin came up out of the water, turned its head toward you.
Yes. Yeah.
And then turned its head back toward the water.
Yes. Turned its head back toward its direction of travel. But as it came up, it looked at me. And, you know, dolphins have that perennial smile on their face, kind of like cats do and dogs do. They have that grin. And it came up, and then it turned and looked at me. And it freaked me out, man. I sat back down on my board because it was like it was saying, yeah, you want something? You know, and then it went back in the water.
All right, Jeff, knowing you, and you know I love and respect you, brother, but it's so you're saying that...
Mr. Henry always says, I love and respect you just before he tells you what a metal midget you are.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying you believe the dolphins have it in for humans, and they're doing this on purpose, or excuse me, on porpoise. I don't want anybody doing that pun, okay?
What, doing the porpoise thing?
Don't do it. I just did it.
What?
Do you are you saying that... Jeez.
God, Mr. Henry, do you...
Jeff, what he's asking you is, what you, all of us are wondering, you think the purpose of the... God damn it.
The purpose of the porpoise.
I'll do it. Are you saying the dolphins are now like in a concerted effort to screw with our minds?
Yeah, absolutely. Look at what's going on with the sea lions, man. Look at how sea lions, who, yeah, in many ways are overpopulating... But by the same token, are being treated with real cruelty by human beings, being shot at and all kinds of... And the marine mammals are out there. They know what's going down, you know. They know what's going down, that the climate is changing, that humans are getting more panicky. Humans are trying to figure out what's their place in the ecosystem when it comes to the oceans. And the humans are still trying to maintain their dominance out there. Well, I mean, good luck with all those oil rigs are like blasting oil all over the place. And the animals, especially the marine mammals, are looking at this and going, what? You know, so it's a natural thing for them to want revenge. But they don't have the ability to take out revenge other than to just come up from a wave and look at me and go, woo, and then go back in the water. What?
All right, here, I'll take it. So the dolphins are looking for revenge because of the humans polluting the ocean, but the only thing they know how to do is jump up out of the wave, scare us, and go back into the wave.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
Okay, so the dolphins are at war with humans.
I wouldn't call it being at war with humans, but I think the marine mammals, that would mean dolphins, that would mean sea lions, that would mean seals, that would mean whales. I mean, all the marine mammals have had enough. They've had enough, and they're ready to go to war.
And what is war, going to war for a marine mammal?
Just things like that, messing with our minds. You know, all of a sudden a whale, if you're out in your little, 20-foot sailboat, here comes a whale. It just goes, yeah, and then goes, yeah. It's not going to hurt you, you know.
And why wouldn't it hurt us?
Because it's not, the whale knows.
What, the whale knows what, it's going to go to jail or something?
Hey, Dickman, why don't you just.
God, you just went, hey, Dickman.
Well, what, just shut up.
Bud, just never mind, okay? I'm just messing around.
Well, I'm saying that the marine mammals, whether it's a sea lion or a seal or anything, is, yeah, they are getting resentful, and they are coming up out of the wave and going, hey. And that dolphin, Mr. Henry, that
I caught on camera?
Yeah, that you caught on camera. That was an example of a dolphin trying to mess with a surfer, although you said the surfer was the other side.
Yeah, the only surfer that I saw that was near that dolphin was about 25, 30 yards away from it on the other side of that wave. But, I Jeff, you know, it's always fun to talk to you. And
yeah, that's you. This is how Mr. Henry says, boy, this guy is mentally deficient in ever so many ways. Time to get off the air.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all.
Oh. But, I mean, do you buy what I'm saying?
That marine mammals are in a war with humans? I don't know, man. I don't think that they quite look at life that way, but I will say they are trying to survive, and they will know who their enemies are, and they know who their friends are, and they know what to avoid, and they know what to sort of embrace, if you will. And don't worry, Jeff, I know they don't have arms.
Yeah, I was about to point that out to you.
Yeah, I know. So I think that they're trying to survive. And if you want to call that war, I guess that's what it is.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, there's beautiful, beautiful places that we all enjoy, that we all love to surf. I like going up to Ventura County where you used to live, Mr. Henry, and I seen the pictures that you sent, in fact, back from Florida. There's a lot of good surf out there. I know Cooch Romaine there. I know that Kelly Slater. I know Bozo Edinger.
Who's Bozo Edinger? Are these guys all surfers?
Yeah. Do you not follow surfing?
No, I don't know who Bozo Edinger is.
He's not a surfer. He has a concession. He sells bait. But I'm talking about...
All right, thank you, Jeff. Who are the surfers you're talking about?
I'm just, like I said, Kelly Slater, Slob Munson, Cash Cow.
There's a surfer named Cash Cow.
Yeah. God damn, Mr. Henry. What it's... making fun of a guy's name.
Never mind. Thank you, Jeff Dowder, for that update on the state of the marine mammal in the oceans of the world, and much good times ahead for you, brother. Thank you, and thanks for coming on.
Okay, Mr. Henry, it's always great talking to you. And also, I want to let people know that we're going to be selling...
So,
Jeff Dowder, always a lot of fun.
Yeah, always fun. And we haven't talked to Jeff in a while.
Well, he's been, you know...
Well, what's he doing?
Well, you know, he operates a snowplow in Huntington Beach.
First of all, dude, it doesn't snow in Huntington Beach.
I know that, but he still has the snowplow.
Is he employed by the city of Huntington Beach?
I believe so, yes.
Bullshit. I don't believe it. I don't buy that.
Why not?
Why would Huntington Beach, California, hire a guy to operate a snowplow?
Because they're maybe they're afraid of the climate change.
Okay.
But who told you that?
Jeff did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think Jeff's yanking you, man.
Well, do we not have climate change?
We have climate change. It's not going to snow in Huntington Beach.
And you're sure of that?
Hey, bud.
Okay. God, man. I'm just telling you why you did it.
Thank you very much, Jeff Dowder. Thanks to everybody who was on the show today. I don't even remember.
Jesus.
Thanks very much to Dave Verhoeven. Thanks to Davey Decker. You know, and thanks for your love and support, guys. Thanks for Dave Verhoeven, Davey Decker. And thanks to that little dolphin out there swimming around out there in the old Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, the beginning of another week here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the Space Coast. And like I said, we'll be in California on the 11th to the 21st. We'll be doing our shows. We'll be doing them live and going to the old haunts and talking to you guys all through our period out there. Visiting my sisses, taking them out to dinner, seeing our good friends. That's next week, though.
Lots of time here in Florida, though, before you go there.
Right. World-famous Phil, should you want me?
Go ahead.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved here on iHeart Podcast.